The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Welcome, nonprofit community. Isn't this a great day? Absolutely. We get to hear about a very interesting product called Hope Gel. I'm Kara Zimmerman, and I want to thank the Spirit of Giving Network, first of all, for sponsoring our show and letting the community hear about all these exciting and interesting nonprofits that come onto our show. And hopefully you've joined in or will like to join in or donate on one of the organizations that you hear right here on our radio show. And again, thank you, Spirit of Giving Network, so much for this opportunity. Today, in front of me, I have two wonderful gentlemen, Daniel Shapiro and Nate Feldman, who are co-founders of a nonprofit called Hope Gel. I'm like, what the heck is Hope Gel? And they very well are going to tell us what it is, how it got started, background. So, gentlemen, thank you so much for being here this morning on another rainy day in Florida. But what the heck, we've got sunshine in here because of your product and what it's doing to so many in need. Thank you again. And tell us about this, Nate and Daniel. What's going on with Hope Gel? Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us, Kara.
Yeah.
And the Spirit of Giving Network. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Hope Gel, it's a great story that we love to share. And Dan and I have been friends and business partners for a number of years. And we started a for-profit company called EB Performance about 8 years ago. And it's evolved into a functional beverage company today. But our first product to market was a great-tasting organic peanut butter protein bar. And we had some distribution in Whole Foods Market stores in three regions, including Florida. We had some of the top collegiate football programs buying and using our organic peanut butter protein bars, as well as some NBA teams, including the Miami Heat, when they had their glory years. That was when the 4 years, actually, when LeBron James was here with D-Wade and Chris Bosh when they went to the finals 4 years in a row and won two NBA championships, they were using our PB&Way organic peanut butter protein bars.
That's a mouthful right there. PB&Way organic peanut butter protein bars.
It was a play on PB&J. It was PB&Way because it was made with peanut butter and whey protein.
I love that. Okay.
It was a play on words.
But we bring that up for a specific reason because that's a big part of how Hope Gel came about. At that time, when we had our PB&Way protein bars in the marketplace, Dan and I had seen a great piece on 60 Minutes about Doctors Without Borders, and they were talking about RUTFs, ready-to-use therapeutic foods. So we started discussing that with one of our partners in EB Performance, a gentleman named Steve Ritmanick. We've known him for years, and he, again, is a partner in EB Performance. He's a wonderful food scientist, formulator with 35 plus years of expertise. Anyway, so we were working on a ready-to-use therapeutic food at the time. Now, this is where Hope Gel comes about. Dr. Jeffrey Miller, he's a urologist in Boca Raton. Jeff, he goes annually with his wife, Rachel, who's a registered nurse, an RN, and his two daughters, Amanda and Allison. They go annually to Haiti to help out with healthcare services. Jeff performs surgeries when he's there. And in 2010, when he was there, he was literally performing a surgery and the earthquake happened. Wow. And he thought the building was going to collapse and that would be it. But thankfully, it did not. Some little time after that, the Boca Raton Regional Hospital, which at the time was the Boca Raton Community Hospital, in their newsletter, they had a picture of Dr. Miller, Jeff, handing out peanut butter bars to Haitian children. There was a picture, and in the article, Jeff was quoted as saying that there's a severe protein deficiency in Haiti. They desperately need protein. So again, this is where the PB&W protein bars come in. Dan and I saw this picture, read the article, and it was a no-brainer, as they say. We just picked up the phone, called Dr. Miller's office, set up a meeting with Jeff, and we had these organic peanut butter protein bars. We wanted to help and send these bars to Haiti to help the Haitian people that desperately needed protein. So then we got into discussion about we were working on a ready-to-use therapeutic food. And at the time, we also had samples of a protein beverage that we had launched into the marketplace sometime later. But that's how Hope Gel started. So to speed it up, and along the journey, we've had different formulations working with Steve Ritmanick. And then to bring a current, well, we had a small warehouse in Boca Raton, and we would literally ship the bars or the first variations of Hope Gel literally box by box in a van, transport it to down by the Fort Lauderdale Airport, a local Caribbean American airport, air transport shipping company. But the missing piece for us was the distribution component. And I'll let Dan jump in and talk about the Food for the Poor and how they contacted us.
Yeah, it was when we were doing it box by box at a Fort Lauderdale Airport, you also had to deal with customs, and sometimes the shipments wouldn't get there for weeks. So in early 2016, I believe, we got a call from Food for the Poor, which is based in Coconut Creek, one of the largest international charities in the world, actually. And they got a hold of one of our Hope Gel packs through, I believe, one of Dr. Miller's colleagues' sons who worked there, showed the CEO of Food for the Poor one of our packets. We got an email from one of his associates, I think the person that does the donations, called us up and said, you know, we got one of your Hope Gel packets. Can we meet with you guys? We'd love to talk more about helping each other. So myself, Nate, and Dr. Merrill went down to Food for the Poor headquarters and met with the CEO and their whole executive committee. And we basically worked out a deal where if, you know, as many as we could make, they could get out there for us. And there would be no issues with customs. It would go right to there. They have thousands of people on the ground in all these countries. And we were already shipping to Haiti, so we started there. And they were able to get Hope Gels to all parts of Haiti, not just northern Haiti, where we originally started. And then we expanded to Guatemala. And now we actually, through another organization, have expanded into Venezuela. So it's taken off, but the only problem is, you know, we're dependent on donations. So, excuse me, you have to constantly be out there raising money, raising awareness.
There's, want to talk about some of our partners, as Dan mentioned, of course, Food for the Poor. When we started this, and to this day, one of our biggest supporters and partners is the Boca Raton Regional Hospital Foundation. They've been incredible, just so supportive. And so when we were shipping box by box, they were there and they were supporting us, the hospital and the foundation together. And now that it's grown, partnering with Food for the Poor, and another great organization is the Crudem Foundation, through Dr. Miller's contacts. We work with them. So occasionally we'll ship a pallet up to Teaneck, New Jersey, where the Holy Name Medical Center, through the Crudem Foundation, and they own the hospital in northern Haiti, Hôpital Sacré-Cœur, that's in Milo, Haiti. And so that's where it started, in a small hospital in northern Haiti. And as Dan mentioned, working with Food for the Poor, that's opened up the entire country of Haiti throughout their distribution centers. And another mention, absolutely, we must mention and thank for her amazing help and support, is Sister Anne. Sister Anne runs the Nutrition Center at Hôpital Sacré-Cœur in northern Haiti. And Dr. Miller and Rachel and Amanda and Allison, his daughters, and Rachel, his wife, they have worked with Sister Anne up close. And she's been amazing helping with the distribution in the hospital in northern Haiti. So, and now that it's grown, it's interesting. We used to literally load up the van, as I mentioned, how many cases we could fit in, maybe 10, maybe 8, depending on the size of the van we used. But now we're shipping by the pallets. We have a manufacturing partner in Southern Georgia, Manna Nutrition. They're amazing. So everything's based on donations. So we get enough donations, we order a pallet through Manna Nutrition, our manufacturing partner, and then we'll ship it to Food for the Poor in Coconut Creek, Florida. And so it went from box by box. Now it's by the pallet. And just so the listeners, just give some background on the pallets. There are 6,750 Hope gels on a pallet. There's 45 boxes, 45 cases, 150 Hope gels per box. And so nearly 7,000 Hope gels per pallet, and weighs a little over 1,500 pounds. So we have a long ways to go, but we've come a long ways when we started out just box by box. And again, as an occasion, we'll ship pallets up to New Jersey through the Crudem Foundation. But typically now we're shipping a lot frequently to Food for the Poor in Coconut Creek, Florida.
And another sad one thing, another great thing that happened to us is we, you know, having a background in consumer packaged goods, you know, we had our drinks and our bars out in the market. We were reading a brand packaging magazine one day and read about a branding company in New York City, the Goldstein Group, who have become great partners as well. But every year in this magazine they were writing, every year we choose a charity and we do pro bono work. So we sent them an email talking about Hope Gel. And back then we had Hope Gel packed just in like clear pouches. So you could just see inside. There was no logo, no branding, no name really at that point. Oh. And I think we were working on trademarking the name Hope Gel at the time. So we reached out to them. We had a little homemade website we showed them. And literally, I think the next day they emailed us back saying we'd love to take your project as – they selected our project as the pro bono project. So we've tried to brand it with them sort of like a consumer product. So when people that have never seen a Hope Gel grab a pack, they're like, wow, this is cool. It looks like something you might – see in the store.
I'm holding it in my hand. It really is. I love this, providing hope for a brighter day.
They
came up with all this.
We all did collectively, and the Goldstein Group has done work with like some of the biggest consumer healthcare brands, like Rolaids and Luden's cough drops. If you go on their website, I mean, they've done it's like the top of the top. So normally, when a company approaches them to do a project, you're probably spending $100,000. And, you know, they've helped us. We're working on some other products for Hope Gel, and, you know, they're going to do all the branding for that as well. So they've been tremendous partners as well. Mm-hmm. And they actually recently hooked us up with another agency in New York City that does social media and PR. And we've just started literally last month working with that company as well, pro bono. So they've been amazing.
Yeah, the company that Dan refers to, in addition to the Goldstein Group, is RLA Collective. And so that we just started, so we're excited for that, to get that awareness out there through social media. Just wanted to mention, Kara, in addition to Hope Gel, like we've gone through many different formulations to get to this one. This is right now the most cost-effective one. We've reduced the cost significantly to produce the Hope Gels, and so the more we can produce for right now, so for every dollar that's donated, for a little over a dollar, we can produce and ship 3 Hope Gels. So the cost has come down significantly, and we're continuing. We strive to maintain the highest nutritional efficacy and at the same time trying to be the most cost effective. And
amen to that, right? That's what the Shark Tank, I'm thinking, if you went on Shark Tank,
if they had a Shark Tank for nonprofits, it'd be great.
Yeah,
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 right?
That's what they need, exactly.
They would be asking you those questions. I'm like, that's right, Nate. That's exactly what you need to be doing to get this right.
I mean, it's, even though you're a nonprofit, you know, you really
you still need to.
You're using the same rules. You know, you have to brand and market.
You still have to survive,
exactly,
because people need this.
And absolutely, you have to build awareness.
Yeah, that is one of the things that we always talk about on the show. Is for nonprofits, some of the very similar difficulties is awareness, like you mentioned, and donations.
That's what it's all
right
to grow.
No, that's the lifeline.
What's been great to get to this point, we've had so many great partners. Another one I'd like to mention, we recently redid our website, and we're so proud of it. And longtime friend out in California, company LA Design Studio. LA Design Studios, they redid our first website and to the website that we currently have. We just relaunched it, I guess it was a couple months ago. really proud of it again. So we want to thank LA Design Studio for that. And we're, as we speak, we're working on additional products, our UTFs, through the greatness and expertise, the brilliance of our formulator, Steve Ritmanick. We have a few things in the works in addition that will be great compliments to the current Hope Gel to help as many people as possible.
Well, Nate, you have me on the edge of my chair. When we come back from our break, I want to hear about, if you want to tell us about these new products that are coming out. Also, just to tell the audience a little bit about what actually what, you know, the specifics of Hope Gel, what's in this squishy bag that the kids are eating and getting so much from. So
sure.
In just a moment, we will come right back. I thank you so much. We're here with Hope Gel.
Learning shouldn't stop when the school bell rings. As a parent, you're a key component to your child's education team and the key to making sure that learning never stops. I'm Andy Ford, president of the Florida Education Association. Here are a few things you can do at home to help make education and learning a priority. Talk to your child about school every day. Take your child on family outings to parks, community festivals, and local landmarks. Encourage your child to count money, calculate change, read menus, read newspapers, and write letters. Talk to your child about your family, the holidays you celebrate, and the foods you eat. Learning doesn't stop when your child gets home from school. It's just the beginning. Working together, parents and teachers can make this a successful school year for every student in Florida.
A message from the Florida Education Association. Great public schools are a basic right for every student.
Welcome back, wonderful nonprofit community. I'm Kara Zimmerman here with wonderful gentlemen. I'm here with Daniel Shapiro and Nate Feldman with Hope Gel, co-founders. I want to know what's in this bag, Dr. Nathan Feldman. What, or Daniel, tell us what's in here and how it helps the kids.
It's really a mixture of a peanut butter paste, skim milk powder, soybean oil is really, and it's just really, it's 500 calories, high fat, high sugar. They're not on any kind of fancy diet, these children. So they're desperate for food.
My gosh.
It depends on the child. They have protocols, so they'll give a child X amount of packs a day, and they'll monitor them. They'll weigh them every day. They'll record the data and decide how long to keep the child on the Hope Gel. And then also, if you go on our website at hopegel.com, we've actually posted some of the data so you can see Food for the Poor. Some of their feeding centers have actually collected the data, wrote it down, and we have that posted on our website so you can see that as well.
One thing, Kara, just in addition, Food for the Poor, we become very close and fond of their everyone there, their senior executives, their management team. We've developed, and it's a great relationship, and they're just wonderful, amazing people, everyone there, and make you feel like family. And it just literally started when they reached out to us, and from that day, it's just been such a great partnership. And they,
it was meant to be. Don't you think the trajectory of your company, where it started and where it is today, it was supposed to happen this
absolutely.
Way?
Absolutely. And they've told us about charities that kind of went along the same path with them that we're doing. And these charities started really small like us and now are gigantic because Food for the Poor was able to take them across the world. So we're hoping to kind of follow that same path.
Oh, yeah, you're in good hands, right? You and the smile on your face is just, really, if you could see it, audience, if you saw these smiles, they're electrifying and they're exciting and they're on to something of the need. Tell us about when the kids do eat this packet. I mean, you said the results are on your website, but can you tell us a little bit about they come into the center maybe, you know, way malnutritioned, and then they take some of the Hope Gel? How is that coming along in terms of their health in general?
The results that we've been seeing across the board, and again, as at the different various nutrition / distribution centers.
That's the word I was looking for. Thank you.
Feeding centers.
The mothers will bring their children in. And they'll feed them. Typically, it's 2 to 3 Hope Gels a day. That's the protocol. And then maybe for 4 to 6 weeks. And the results that we've been seeing through Food for the Poor, the children are gaining weight. They'll measure, you know, circumference of the, let's say, of their legs, arms, and the results have just been amazing. And in addition to, with the Hope Gel, it's so simple. You just knead it around, squish it around, if you will.
Yeah.
Tear it. Squish, and it's squish, like squish. Peanut, like toothpaste almost. You just squeeze it into the, you know, it's a very, each packet has 500 calories loaded with protein, fats, calories, minerals, vitamins and minerals, special vitamin and mineral blend in there. And they'll just literally squeeze it into the, so the young children can drink slash chew it, if you will.
We've had feedback even that some places are putting, they'll spread it on bread.
Oh, perfect.
You know, if the child's maybe not severely malnourished, but just needs nutrition and can actually chew, they might put it on bread to add the calories, things like that. So we've gotten a lot of feedback like that. Plus, you see pictures before and after. These kids look like they're dead when they come in. Ugh. And then we'll get a picture of them, like, playing soccer or something outside. And it's just, you wouldn't even know it's the same child. So that's really, it's amazing when you see those before and after pictures.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine when you get up in the morning now, when you think about what you're doing to help so many, must be a great day.
Yeah, and we're hoping, Nate and I are working on a new for-profit beverage product, and we're hoping to really tie in Hope Gel to that. So on the bottle and on our branding, we'll tie in the whole Hope Gel story, and we think that can really build awareness as we grow that, let's say, on Amazon or in retail, you know, stores. People will pick up the bottles, read about Hope Gel as well, and we just think we can really build the awareness that way.
When on our website for donations,
which is www.hopegel.com.
Hopegel.com.
Hopegel.com.
So simple. Thank you. Hopegel.com. Get on there, everybody. And at least donate a couple dollars. You can have three or four bags at least.
Well, that's
easy.
The new website, again, LA Design Studio from Hopegel.com. On there, people will see that. So typically, I mentioned earlier, for a little over a dollar, we can produce and ship three Hope Gels. So the simplest thing, for $7, someone donates $7, that would provide enough, you know, Hope Gels, 21 Hope Gels for the week, for 1 week for a child. So we just try to keep it simple. And then, of course, if people are in a position and they feel like donating more, that'd be a dollar would be great, 50 cents, anything. The more we get, the more we can make, more Hope Gels we can
also
produce.
On the donate tab, we have there's a $20 donation for a yoga event we're doing September 23rd.
Oh, tell us about that. I love yoga.
Absolutely.
That's
it's the
my
second annual.
Thing.
We did it last year, and it was a huge success. It's at Evolution Yoga
love
in
them.
Coconut Creek.
They're on 441
exactly.
Next to Kohl's.
Real popular yoga place
yes.
in Coconut Creek.
Oh, great.
So
when is it?
It's a $20 donation to Hope Gel. You can do it on our website, and that gets you a seat in the class. You could also go on their website. I think it's evolutionyogacc.com, I believe. It's the second year. We've partnered with a woman, Lisa Steiner, who's been great.
Oh, she is. And I'm trying to think. Oh,
12 o'clock, yeah.
What time? What
it's
day
at 12 p.m., September 23rd. It's
Sunday.
Saturday.
Oh,
is it Sunday?
Okay, 9:23.
Sunday,
Sunday, September 23rd. 12 p.m.
Okay, I know. It's already September, yeah, for crying out loud.
So, yeah, if you go on our website, on the donate button, you'll see it says $20 for the yoga event. So you can do it that way. If you have any questions, they can contact us through the website also.
And the total $20 will go to Hope Gel?
$20 goes to Hope Gel.
Everything
that's
goes,
so
all
nice.
Proceeds will go
so
directly to Hope Gel.
It's basically 60 pouches. We can do three pouches for a dollar, typically is what we do, and that gets everything sent over to Haiti or Guatemala.
That's great.
One thing I'd like to mention, Kara, before we finish, is Hope Gel, the name. And Dan mentioned the Goldstein Group, who did the packaging, such an amazing job on the packaging. It's very kid-friendly, as you can see. Obviously, hope is just an amazing word,
mm-hmm.
an amazing word. So in addition, Hope Gel, we always say, provides vital, life-saving nutrients. But in addition to the nutrients, it provides hope. We feel that just provides hope to the children to let them know that someone, they don't know, but someone out there, someone cares, to let those know who are impacted that someone cares. And we think, you know, hope is to coin a line from Shawshank Redemption, hope is a good thing.
Hope is a good thing.
And also we're hoping, using the word hope, our grand plan is really, you know, a lot of charities can donate stuff and do things like this. But, you know, once the child is back, once a child comes out of being malnourished and he's healthy, what happens to him then? So what we'd like to do in the future as we build this is find ways that we can kind of stay with the child through different phases of his life. So maybe we help him through school. We help him go to college. We don't know how we're going to do that yet, but but that's just something we're thinking about.
Yes.
That's something we're thinking about for the future, not just helping them, you know, not just saving them from starvation, but maybe helping them through life as well.
Oh, I love you guys. I just wish you all the best. I can't thank you enough. You give me hope that there's a brighter day. And I really thank you for the hard work. I can just see the passion just flowing out of this room. We've just done an awesome job. Again, hopegel.com, September 20th at Evolution Yoga, September 23rd. We're going to get that date right.
I know. Right?
And all the best. Thank you for
Thanks
what
for
you
having
do.
Us. Thank you for
Thanks
having
so
us.
Much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.